Prime Time replay from Money FM 89.3. First things first, hosted by Howie Lim and Bernard Lim.
We're talking to Melissa Wong, CEO of Mighty Jacks, and also with So Cheng Hien, CTO of Mighty Jacks, and Joanna So, Managing Director of 8 Bacatas. And welcome to Money FM.
Mighty Jacks is Singapore's own multi-million dollar toy design and manufacturing company. And this is exciting times for them because Mighty Jacks started out with just about $20,000. It was a $20,000 startup. This is back in 2012. Where might you say it is today? Let's start with Melissa. Why don't you tell us, as COO of Mighty Jacks. Exciting times.
Hi, I'm Melissa. I'm the current COO at Mighty Jacks. Thanks so much for having me here. Yeah, so we started out doing this because we've always been very fascinated with tangible objects, and it's always satisfying to bring a concept to life. Being able to fulfill this dream to our collectors in all over the world is truly gratifying for us.
So from 20,000 to something like 2 million you raised, right, in Series A investment. What shape is the company in now, would you say?
Oh, I think it's just the beginning for us with the new investment coming in. We're very excited for what we can build with the technology part of the business, as well as new collectibles for our community all over the world.
Mm-hmm. What do you think the main appeal to investing in Mighty Jacks? I mean, what would you say is the edge for investors? Anybody else want to take this question?
Let's ask Cheong Hien, who's CTO. You've got to have some input there, Cheong Hien. There's no such thing as a free lunch.
Sure. Okay. Hi, everybody. I'm Cheong Hien, the CTO of Mighty Jacks. Now, to answer this question, right, essentially what we notice is that, yes, collectible industry is a very niche market. Once we leverage it with a platform, a tech platform, where it allows us to essentially scale the business and have a collaboration with artists and customers alike, and we allow them to transact safely. Trusted is the keyword. Mm-hmm. And they are able to now verify the toys they have, the collectibles they have that's original, and easily through an app, one click of a button, and allow them to transact. And normally, for example, right, let's bring an example. We recently just launched this collectible by Banksy, the world-renowned artist. Mm-hmm. That was on Saturday 9 p.m. Mm-hmm. It was sold out within the next few hours. And this collectible likelihood, right, will increase multifolds in terms of the value.
But doesn't Banksy do things on a wall that you kind of can't collect, right?
Which is what brings it to such an exciting time for us, because essentially Banksy does things on the wall, yes.
Yeah.
But we have managed to translate that into a collectible. Something tangible.
So like you carved it out of the wall and sell you part of the wall. No lah.
Right.
Okay. Talk to us about the two plus million investment. What did you have to go through to get it? Let's talk to Joanna then. Mm.
Thank you. Hi. Thanks for having me, having us here. Yes, so as a venture builder, when we work with startups where we can value add and to their business proposition one way or another. So when Mighty Jacks came to us, we were very impressed with the founder, Jackson Au's track record and his vision. It is very rare to find a young man who is able to balance his creative side with the business acumen. And he has built a really credible, successful company with a 20,000 dollar loan. So what is unique about them that is their ability to take the key elements from toys and combine it with artistic elements from sculptures to create a completely new art collectibles that is relatable to today's audience.
Mm-hmm. So you didn't really need to put them through anything in order to want to invest. You just believed
we look at the team and then we really like the passion and we look at how scalable they are and in terms of whether they can execute. So from the track record that we've seen, you know, we are very happy with the team and what they have achieved to date.
What do you think was the main appeal for then you investing into Mighty Jacks?
I think we saw the potential to leverage on technologies such as the blockchain and machine learning to enable and to scale the business and to create this platform that is global. And it is, you know, Mighty Jacks is in a perfect position to leverage on this. And so that's why the team that is led by Chong Hien, you know, to architect the technology development for Mighty Jacks. And that's what that will help the company move forward and scale.
Melissa is the COO of Mighty Jacks. It's an established name in designer vinyl toys. Was that intentional to specialize in this genre and why?
I guess it all started out with our founder, Jackson. He has been a toy collector since young, and he decided to pursue this into forming a collectible company. And one thing led to another. We started working with the artists that we got very passionate about. At the end, we, you know, got the attention from global brands like DC Comics and Looney Tunes and to develop like even more collectibles for them, a wider scope of audience. And that's how we got to where we are today.
Mm-hmm. Okay, how has the toy market changed over the 7 years since Mighty Jacks began? I mean, how is the company changing along with that as well?
I think back then it was very, very niche. There were only like the community was a lot smaller. Now we see the community opening up. Urban culture is starting to become mainstream culture today. And for us, we work with artists all over the world from different streams like graffiti, dance, illustration, and we tap into all these different avenues and we cross over a lot. Being at the center of this urban culture is just great, and this is how the designer toy has transformed over the years.
Melissa, Mighty Jacks also has a really big fan community, right? How yes. active a role does Mighty Jacks want to take in building that community? How do you interact with your fan base as well?
We participate in conventions almost every month. So that's an offline channel, offline funnel for us to interact with our fans. Most of the time we operate online, so we don't get to meet them face to face a lot. So the whole offline and being at events is very important for us.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Mighty Jacks is also famous for designer toys, but how are these products conceptualized? I mean, what are the creative and production teams like?
We're the entire supply chain. We're the entire engine behind it.
Mm-hmm.
We work with artists all over the world, but most of the creative control comes from our HQ, which is in Singapore, all the way from 2D concept to 3D sculpting. We manage our production, licensing, customer service, sales, the entire chain. You have it, and we control it all here in our Singapore office.
Joanna, moving forward, you are managing director of 8 Mercatus. You've just sunk in some money to Mighty Jacks. Where would you like to see them, say, in the next year or so?
Well, I think we're looking forward to them launching the tech platform, the ecosystem, as well as, you know, we look forward to more collaborations with new collaborations and new brand partners, and to bring this to scale in overseas in a more fuller manner. And there are so many partnership opportunities, such as, you know, in China and in Japan, where there's huge following for such collectibles across various industries in gaming, in fashion, and in lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you can talk us through the process. How quick is the process? I mean, from design to market, and how do you balance between the creative and operational aspects within a toy company?
Well, from all the way from an idea to the actual fulfilling of the toy, it takes about 3 to 6 months for development.
Well, that's quicker than I thought. Yeah, I thought, you know, with designer toys, it might be, a year, 2 years.
Thanks. A lot of people actually thought it was much faster.
Mm-hmm.
But, 3 to 6 months is a comfortable time that we usually work with. Of course, with manufacturing, it gets tough sometimes. There are a lot of hiccups. There are a lot of changes to be made right from the 3D render all the way to the actual prototype. There are a lot of changes to be made. But we're very happy that most of the artists that we work with are great, and we always keep the communication very open. So we deal with a lot of feedback and we change it together. I think that's the power of collaboration.
Chong Hien, how are you with all of the tech right now? Are you ready to take on the massive numbers? It may be small now, but you don't know. And it's like Joanna said, right? Demand is rising, especially in a big market like China. Correct. Is the tech ready to take it on?
You probably will see the tech platform coming up soon. We've break it up into different phases, and mainly to cater to the demand. For example, we have overwhelming requests from different artists nowadays globally to work with us. And we do see, for example, there's a bottleneck in the design creative process. Like what Melissa said, right, it's 3 to 6 months to come up with design. We think we can shorten it even further.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I think you might need to because... Yeah, fans at this point might be fewer, but they are quite passionate, aren't they, Melissa? They will come at you if you don't give them their toy.
That's right.
What we do is that essentially we leverage our machine learning platform.
Right.
And there's a feedback mechanism, right? We allow artists and fans to come together and they'll interact with each other to give ideas how to improve the design process. And this will allow the artists to come out on designers to come with toys much faster, the collectibles much faster.
Mm-hmm. And personalized, I would imagine.
Definitely.
That is something,
What are some of the main challenges? I mean, I'm sure our listeners will love to know behind getting your products to the market. How do you tackle these challenges?
The biggest issue we saw, right? In fact, we get inquiries every day, is that people call us up and say, hey, how do I verify that this toy is real? And there are companies currently doing this process right now, but all through manual process. That means they essentially take the toy, ship it to their company, they visually verify it.
Oh, it's not like art.
Exactly.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
To us, that's not a very feasible, scalable process.
Yeah.
So what we're doing is that we leverage on blockchain plus this concept called NFC, which is called Near Field Communication Chips. And then we put it into a toy, and this will be shipped out. And what it allows users to do on their own hand at their own time is that they can take out the app, scan with their mobile phone, and they can straight verify that this toy is real.
Mm.
Okay.
Okay.
So this process will be automatic and should be user-friendly as seamless as possible.
Let's ask Joanna, what was the last toy you played with?
Oh,
I'm kidding.
That's a good one. My favorite toy is actually the Pinocchio that they have made a very playful stunt on it, and it's actually called the Wood Awakening. So if you like, you
that's
can
clever.
And you can Google it, and you can see the Wood Awakening. Yeah.
How about some quick tips though for some serious toy collectors, Melissa? What's hot out there now?
Mighty
they should know.
Well, I think there are a lot of designer toy companies out there, each with their own different distinct style and audience that they appeal to. So I always
do you find that, like earlier you said, there are collaborations with, say, the DC Universe, etc. Mm-hmm. When then a hit movie comes out, you find the demand then just goes up as well in tandem.
Yes, that is definitely. We work very closely with our licensors to make sure that all the movie slates, like, we're well aware of so that we can plan it into our timeline. Just last month, there was an Adventure Time BMO figure that was that we retailed at only about $20, which went up on the secondary market for about $350. So
nice.
I'm sure that we will see a lot more appreciation in the secondary market after this. Mm-hmm.
That's a big thank you to Melissa Wong, who is COO of Mighty Jacks, also with us, So Cheong Hien, who is CTO of Mighty Jacks, and joining us as well, Joanna So, Managing Director of 8 Mercatus. This has been First Things First on Money FM.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.